saw Gadget.
Walter M. Sterling.
Looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Sterling on Sunday, tonight.
This is Vila Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. Human trafficking, drug trafficking, witness tampering. Oh, it's strippers on the loose. Details later, Sterling at night.
Hi, I'm retired New York City Police Detective Vic Ferrari. And on this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I share the scams and terms used in the auto theft industry. Coming up in moments on Sterling on Sunday.
With a family of 8 kids, how do we handle cell phone usage?
Very carefully.
Dan and Becky Gaffney telling you this and more tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
In today's Florida Stories, we're going to make fun of some stupid criminals, insult your mother, and we very well may have the second coming of Jesus Christ or some bad paramedics. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on episode 166 of Florida Stories.
This is Muskegon, Michigan's own Velo Hool. Is this the most prolific shoplifter at one time at a Walmart ever? People of Walmart, later. Sterling at night.
Nothing says Easter like a bunny with the money. I'll explain why later here on Sterling on Sunday.
Tonight, and you on the toll-free 888-688-WALT.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. It is so exciting to be with you. Oh, my gosh. And it's flirting with spring. Do you have your palms? Have you been doing that? Did you go to get church and get palms? Many people do. 888-688-WALT. There, I can hear my headphones. All right. This was such a disturbing week, such an incredibly disturbing week, because it seems as though the solution has been completely forgotten, like completely forgotten. Am I the only human being that remembers what President Gerald Ford did? Now, let's go back in time to history and remember a key thing that happened. Ready? Richard Nixon was impeached and he removed himself from office. He removed himself from office. Why did he do that? Because he was unpleasant? No, he seemed to be fairly unpleasant. Did he do it because he had he was lousy on TV? He sweated every time he went on TV? No, that didn't seem to be the issue. The issue was that he had paid and arranged for a team of thugs to break into the Democrat election campaign office at the Watergate Hotel in Washington, D.C. I asked G. Gordon Liddy why they did that. What was the reason they were sent in? Everybody was focused on the potential crime of what Nixon did by paying it and arranging for it and all of his sleazy friends. But I said to G. Gordon Liddy, I said, why did you do it? What was the reason you did it? And G. Gordon Liddy said to me, I believe, and he didn't know for sure, but he was told to break in with his band of thugs, to break into the Watergate Hotel, the Democratic National Committee headquarters at the Watergate Hotel, to break in and steal a book. They were sent in to steal a book, not money, not secrets, but to steal a book. And G. Gordon Liddy said to me the reason he was sent in to steal a book. It was a book of Johns, a book of people who used prostitutes. And the madam was married to a member of the Nixon administration. That's what G. Gordon Liddy told me is the reason they broke into the Watergate Hotel. All right, now there were hearings. Everybody was very serious. There were scary guys like H.R. Haldeman, scary guys, testified. It was gripping, thrilling testimony for weeks, unlike the January 6th testimony, which nobody cared about. Oh, nobody could have given a crap about. But then when Nixon left and Gerald Ford became the president of the United States, what did he do? He did this.
Finally, I feel that Richard Nixon and his loved ones have suffered enough and will continue to suffer no matter what I do. no matter what we, as a great and good nation, can do together to make his goal of peace come true. Now, therefore, I, Gerald R. Ford, President of the United States, pursuant to the pardon power conferred upon me by Article 2, Section 2 of the Constitution, have granted, and by these presents do grant, a full, free, and absolute pardon unto Richard Nixon for all offenses against the United States which he, Richard Nixon, has committed or may have committed or taken part in during the period from July 20, 1969 through August 9, 1974.
And what happened after that? After Gerald Ford pardoned Richard Nixon for the crimes that he committed or may have committed, what happened after that? Were there months and months of testimony about the pardon? No. Was there endless debate about what should happen to Richard Nixon? What should be done? No. Were millions of dollars of legislative and judicial time wasted prosecuting Richard Nixon? No. It ended. The conversation ended. The conversation which had overwhelmed our country for months and months and months, the Watergate hearings, it ended. That's what a healer does. That's what somebody who wants to bring a country together does. That's what a president who actually says what he means what he says, which is to bring the country together, to eliminate the pettiness, the divisiveness. That's what Gerald Ford did. That's how you do it. You don't sit quietly and do nothing while your predecessor is being indicted for nothing. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Zahi Hawass.
Don't talk to me! Please, go away from me!
It is very exciting to be with you at 18 minutes past the hour. I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday. Everybody's very excited because it's sort of almost spring. Not quite, but sort of almost spring. And I can't get over the horror show that took place this week where a president of the United States is indicted for nothing. As best I can tell, indicted for nothing. Like nothing at all. And we're not talking politics here. We're practically at the point of talking manners. Is manners. It's like you can't beat this guy. You can't beat President Trump. You try. And the best you can do is that the president of the United States paid hush money to somebody he may or may not have had sex with. In other words, he was being a guy. So you're going to indict him for being a guy? It's not illegal to pay hush money to somebody, and it clearly was not campaign funds. It was just him being a guy who had enough money to pay hush money. That's it. Why is it that the great bringer together, the person who wanted to bring our country together, this Biden clown, why is it that this guy has not taken a key piece of advice from Gerald Ford, a president who had a much bigger problem, a president who had a predecessor who truly did break the law, who may have broken many, many more laws, and was responsible for the abuse of power to the nth degree. In fact, in a David Frost interview, Richard Nixon said, "It's not illegal when the president does it." He really believed that. He really believed that the Watergate break-in, which he compelled, was not illegal because he was the president. He believed it was okay. And Gerald Ford knew that he needed to bring the country together after months and months and months of nonsense with the Watergate hearings. Nonsense with people yelling at each other at dinner over who was good and who was bad. It was a disastrous time. You talk about, well, you know, the country is divided now. No, it was much more divided then because it was divided in profound ways. For example, it was enough to divide a family if the teenage boy came home with a long haircut. if the teenage boy said to the Korean War veteran father, I do not want to go to Vietnam. Those things divided the country. Profound and stupid things at the same time divided the country. Well, today, it seems that the key divide is, do you like Donald Trump or not? Did you vote for Donald Trump or not? That's it. That's all that has to happen. And to solve the problem, all Biden has to do is what Gerald Ford did for Richard Nixon.
Finally, I feel that Richard Nixon and his loved ones have suffered enough and will continue to suffer no matter what I do, no matter what we as a great and good nation can do together to make his goal of peace come true. Now, therefore, I, Gerald R. Ford, President of the United States, pursuant to the pardon power conferred upon me by Article 2, Section 2 of the Constitution, have granted, and by these presents do grant, a full, free, and absolute pardon unto Richard Nixon for all offenses against the United States which he, Richard Nixon, has committed or may have committed or taken part in during the period from July 20, 1969 through August 9, 1974.
Live on Sunday night, I'll give you 30 seconds to say how you feel about this, because this is huge. 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258, 30 seconds to say how you feel. Won't argue with you, won't obstruct you, I won't get in your way. You have a national platform to say exactly how you feel about our indicted president. This incredible action that nobody ever thought would happen. But I'll show you the genius of Donald Trump. The genius is this. A week ago, 10 days ago, he said, I'm going to be indicted on Tuesday. I'm going to be arrested on Tuesday. It was brilliant. Because the minute he did that, all bets were off. The minute he did that, the district attorney was like, lost the power of surprise, lost the ability to set the agenda, lost the ability to set the table and set it up the way he wanted to. Donald Trump set it up. He said, I'm going to be arrested. And then he found out who his friends were and who his enemies were. And he also found out that the people he wasn't sure about came down on one side or the other. People who weren't really warm and cuddly to him all of a sudden said, no, this is crazy. You can't do this. 30 seconds to say how you feel at 888-688-WALT. It's live on a Sunday night. This is Sterling on Sunday. Good to be with you. I love doing this show. This is the high point of my week because the rest of the week I went through living hell. The rest of the week was spring break week for my kids, my high schooler and my elementary school kid. And at the end of the week, people say, well, I hope you had a good rest. Are you kidding me? There is no rest when the kids are on vacation. There is no rest. And then you throw in the fact that Donald Trump is indicted for being a guy paying hush money to a woman who he wanted to hush, maybe. Money out of his own pocket, not a campaign fund. He was like being a guy. And then you're going to indict him for this? Gerald Ford had the right idea. He pardoned Richard Nixon. And what nobody seems to remember is what happened the day after he pardoned him. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. What happened the day he pardoned him, the next day, was nothing. Absolutely nothing happened. The debate stopped. The arguments against Nixon, pro and con, and all the serious grown-ups, nothing happened. Absolutely nothing. It ended the conversation. And that's what needs to happen. And gee, you know, it's a funny thing about our Constitution. You can run for office. You can run to be president of the United States if you've been indicted. And you can be president of the United States from jail. There's absolutely nothing that says you can't be. there's no loss here. And as many have said, you don't need me to say it, but as many have said, he's going to win the election. This will do it. People who were on the fence about him were like, yeah, but we can't have this. We can't have some clown district attorney who has way too much power, as all district attorneys do. As all district attorneys do. We can't have some clown district attorney just, you know, indicting former presidents of the United States. It's crazy talk. It's crazy talk. It's pettiness to the nth degree. And you know what hasn't happened? We have to do this during the week. We have to find out, well, so what are people in other countries saying about this? I haven't heard one peep. All I've heard are people screaming at Fox News and people screaming on CNN. And it seems that I haven't heard from anybody in foreign country except Alaska. And in 50 minutes, 30 minutes, we'll hear from our friend in Alaska. My phone number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. 30 seconds to say how you feel about President Donald Trump being indicted. Forget about whether or not you were a Trump fan. Forget about whether or not you voted for him. Forget about whether or not all of your relatives spurned you because you did or didn't vote for him. This is wrong. This is just wrong. And I believe that Gerald Ford had the right answer. Gerald Ford pardoned Richard Nixon. Richard Nixon, who did really serious crap and truly divided the country. And broke many, many, many laws and did things we don't even know about that were wrong. But what did Gerald Ford do? He said, you know, we have to bring our country together. We have to bring the country together. We can't have our country dangling like this in endless debate over what Richard Nixon did. And so he ended it. He pardoned Richard Nixon. And Biden should pardon Donald Trump. And then get on with it. Except why? Why wouldn't he do that? Why wouldn't he pardon? Oh, maybe he's afraid if he runs against him, he'll lose. Want to hear my wacky political theories and then we'll be done talking about politics? You ready? I don't think Biden's going to run again. The problem is they ain't got nobody. There is nobody for him no one to run for the Democrats if he doesn't run. 888-688-WALT. Oh, now they're coming on. Hey, thanks. I could have used these 2 minutes ago. 888-688-WALT. Peggy, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Peggy.
Hi, how are you?
Peggy, you got 30 seconds.
Hi, I just wanted to let you know I still love Donald Trump. I will still vote for him. And he is the ultimate MAGA king.
Thank you for your call, Peggy, at 888-688-WALT. You got 30 seconds to tell me how you feel about this scam, this sham of Donald Trump being indicted. What are they thinking? And I believe the solution is for Biden to be a president and to pardon Donald Trump. That's what he should do. I'm Walter M. Sterling. Good evening. It's 888-688-WALT. Live on a Sunday night, welcome. This is Sterling on Sunday. Oh, what have I got? Oh, email. Yes, waltermsterling@gmail.com. Every email gets answered. Thank you.
Sterling on Sunday, tonight.
Hi, I'm retired New York City Police Detective Vic Ferrari. And on this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I share the scams and terms used in the auto theft industry. Coming up in moments on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Vilo Hul of Muskegon, Michigan. Human trafficking, drug trafficking, witness tampering. Oh, is strippers on the loose? Details later, Sterling at night.
With a family of 8 kids, how do we handle cell phone usage?
Very carefully.
Dan and Becky Gaffney telling you this and more tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
In today's Florida Stories, we're going to make fun of some stupid criminals, insult your mother, and we very well may have the second coming of Jesus Christ or some bad paramedics. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on episode 166 of Florida Stories.
This is Muskegon, Michigan's own Velo Hool. Is this the most prolific shoplifter at one time at a Walmart ever? People of Walmart, later. Sterling at night.
Nothing says Easter like a bunny with the money. I'll explain why later here on Sterling on Sunday.
Tonight, and you on the toll-free 888-688-WALT.
On Sunday, 38 past the hour, live on a Sunday night, it's just you and me. And you have 30 seconds to share how you feel about Donald Trump being indicted. 30 seconds, unobstructed, unmolested by a talk show host. Say how you feel. Sam, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. 30 seconds, go.
Thank you. This is just an observation, but I mean, politics is what it is. And John F. Kennedy had an affair with Marilyn Monroe, top of the shelf. And then Bill Clinton, he kind of lowered the standards with the Monica Lewinsky. And now all we dwell on 24 hours a day is our president is with a porn star. I mean, have we lost our dignity? And
Sam, 30 seconds is up. I thank you. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. Steve, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. You've got 30 seconds. How do you feel about President Trump being indicted by a clown?
I was not initially a full President Trump supporter. He did open my eyes to the truth of what's going on. This is all a distraction. So we are divided against each other, and so we're distracted from the actual real people that are in charge and what's really going on. Thank you, and we support you.
And that's your 30 seconds, and I thank you. 888-688-WALT. It's your 30 seconds. If you want to have dead air, that's your business. If you want to make a bad show, that's your business, because, you know, those meters have to bounce. They have to bounce. Now, Sean, did we take Steve, or did we, what did we do? Who was the last caller? So we're going to talk to Joe at 888-688-WALT. You got to clear the board for me, because I'm not that smart. Joe, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. 30 seconds, go.
Good evening. Donald Trump was the best president of my lifetime. I'm 69 years old. This is a farce. I was trained that federal law supersedes local law, and this Mr. Bragg don't have a leg to stand on. This is just a political stunt sponsored by a communist from Hungary, George Soros.
And I thank you, Joe. Thank you very much for calling. 888-688-WALT. You have 30 seconds to share how you feel, unobstructed, how you feel about President Trump being indicted. It's a tragedy. But remember, it's a good reminder of the incredible, unbridled power that prosecutors have. Prosecutors can do anything, and it's unchecked, it's uncontrolled, and it's immoral. Linda, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. 30 seconds, go.
Thank you. I am a Trumper, and I'm going to stay a Trumper. I'm hoping he will win these cases and prove what an idiot this district attorney is for bringing charges. Thank you.
Linda, thank you very much for calling 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Say how you feel about the events of this week. Not going to get in your way, not going to argue with you. I'm just going to give you a chance to speak on network radio in a way that no one else has given you. Everybody else wants to be, you know, I'm a real talk show host. Yeah, you sound like an a-hole. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. 30 seconds to say how you feel about the events of this week. Lynn, welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Hello. Lynn Edwards, Las Vegas, Nevada.
30 seconds.
I'm an Anon, and I've been following this whole thing from the beginning. And it's all 5D chess. President Trump is setting everything up so that everyone else can be indicted after he goes through all this. If he didn't do this, we wouldn't be able to set the standard that's about to happen.
Thank you very much for your call. Thank you, Lynn. 888-688-WALT. Andy, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Andy.
Hello.
Hello. How do you feel about it?
Do I get 30 seconds?
You have 25 left.
Wow, I went to federal prison, and I made a plea deal not to go to federal prison, and the liberal judge sent me to prison because, one, I hurt patients, I didn't show remorse, and she said I was privileged to have a paid lawyer. The federal government cannot be trusted, okay? They make things a crime if they wanted to make it a crime. And in this situation,
That's your 30 seconds, and I thank you, and it's a good point. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. It's a good review of the fact that prosecutors in the United States of America have unbridled power. You know, this is outside of this DA's jurisdiction. It's outside of the local laws. It's outside of his jurisdiction. It's outside of his geography. And, gee, he did it. And now we don't know actually what's in the indictment. It's all going to be kept a mystery. You have 30 seconds to share how you feel about what happened to President Trump this week without me interrupting you. Because, you see, this is one of those topics that talk show hosts salivate over because they get to bloviate. They get to bloviate, but I don't get to bloviate. I have no interest in that. It was a gut punch. I'm like, really? This is what we've come to? This is how low we've come? I don't care if he's a Republican or a Democrat. I don't care if it was Trump or if it was Biden. It's too low. It's not okay. We didn't indict Richard Nixon, for gosh sakes. We didn't indict Richard Nixon. He quit because he knew that what he did was just incredibly wrong and that he and his family suffered for the rest of their lives. As Gerald Ford said, listen, what am I going to do here? I can't. They've suffered enough. They have suffered enough.
Finally, I feel that Richard Nixon and his loved ones have suffered enough and will continue to suffer no matter what I do, no matter what we as a great and good nation can do together to make his goal of peace come true. Now, therefore, I, Gerald R. Ford, President of the United States, pursuant to the pardon power conferred upon me by Article 2, Section 2 of the Constitution, have granted, and by these presents do grant, a full, free, and absolute pardon unto Richard Nixon for all offenses against the United States which he, Richard Nixon, has committed or may have committed or taken part in during the period from July 20, 1969 through August 9, 1974.
I'm Walter Sterling. Good evening. Coming up, we're going to hear from the voice of Alaska, and then we'll get back to strippers and important things like Ashley Benson's breasts, which is really where I want the epicenter of my life and my career to be focused. Ashley Benson's breasts. Yeah, good idea. We'll talk about that in seconds. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was he? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling.
Looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Gunk.
Join me next time when I go back in time again. Not in an exciting way like in a film. I'm probably just looking at some old pots or something.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. For our first Florida Story, we're going to Fort Myers, Florida, and I'm trying to understand more of the details of this story so when I pass them along, I don't sound completely clueless. But on this one, I am pretty clueless. The headline says, Fort Myers man arrested after disrespectfully consuming key lime pie. I'll read that again. Fort Myers man arrested after disrespectfully consuming key lime pie. Oh, you didn't have to do that again. His roommate went into the fridge and ate an entire key lime pie that the Florida man had gotten for his mother's birthday. And when the guy wakes up from his nap, he's all mad. They get in an argument and he throws two glasses of water on him. They call the cops. The two guys explain their side of the story. And this guy ends up getting arrested. I guess technically that's like a battery of some sort. Really? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
All right, for our next Florida story. This is in Medley, Florida. A 24-year-old man was arrested for stealing a couple vehicles and some soft drinks. We have the report from Channel 10.
Here's a closer look at him. Detectives tell us he did admit to entering those homes and stealing that car. Even admitted to stealing another car, a Maserati, which was found parked at a nearby motel in Fort Lauderdale where he had been staying.
All right, there's some interesting things to break down here. Number one, why are you the guy that who's also stealing soft drinks? You're stealing BMWs and, on top of that, Maseratis. Maseratis? Really? You don't think anyone's going to notice when there's a Maserati parked at a motel? Notice that was an M, not an H. They're at a motel, and you can afford a Maserati, but you can't afford to rent a room with a hallway in it. Boy, I really hope they get to the bottom of those soft drinks.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Stay tuned. Part two of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Subscribe to the Florida Stories podcast and get past episodes at waltersterlingshow.com. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
For when you were tight as a drum. Did you hear that, Sean? Tight as a drum. And all I heard was one. That's a real talk show host. Most of them can't do this. Do you understand that? Most talk show hosts cannot broadcast from their laundry room to a network and sound as good as I do. It's a burden, let me tell you. It's not easy. I said to my current wife, let me tell you a story. And I started to show her this video of Kenny Rogers. And the story is this, and this is why women should always be in charge, certainly in charge of your money. At the time that Kenny Rogers recorded this, Lionel Richie was producing his songs, and this song first came to Lionel Richie for Lionel to record. They came to Lionel and said, do you want to record this? And he was fascinated by it, and he said, yeah, I'll record it. Kenny Rogers had already turned this down. Now, let me tell you a secret of radio that you probably know. All of the music that you hear on the radio, all of it, is tested. They drag 100 people, 200 people into an auditorium, and they play them the hooks, the good parts of the song, usually like 300 at a time. And then they ask you, do you like it a lot, a little, somewhat, tired of it, don't know it. They give you like six choices, which is stupid. And this always tests the best. For 15 years, this song tested the best among adults 25 to 54. I said to my current wife, I said, let me tell you this story about through the years, because Kenny wasn't going to record it. He had turned it down. And Lionel came to Kenny's house and said, listen again, Kenny. And he put it on. And just when he put it on, Kenny's wife walked through the living room and heard it. And she heard maybe a chorus, one part, one small part of the song. She heard it and she said, this is what you're recording next, Kenny. This is what you're recording next. And they did, because his wife said, that's what you're going to do. That's why wives should be in charge of all major decisions, including which stereo to buy. The answer will be none. Which new dishwasher you should get? The answer will be the expensive one. Which big screen TV should you get? We can wait a year for that. We can wait another year. Which Corvette you should buy? Yeah, you don't need a Corvette. You've been out of college a long time. You don't need a Corvette. These are the decisions that husband and wives make together. They make these decisions together. For example, if you're living downtown with your wife and you don't have kids yet, at some point your wife is going to say the following words. We should move to the suburbs. At no time in history has any man ever said, we should move to the suburbs. I want to leave my cool loft. I want to give up my indoor parking. And I want to move to the suburbs so I can start raking immediately. I want to hit that Toro immediately. This has never happened. Oh, you'll love the suburbs. We'll move near my mother. There's the double whammy. You'll love the suburbs. We're going to move near my mother. Now, you think that if you're rich and really powerful guy, this doesn't happen to you? Let me tell you. Geraldo Rivera, freaking Geraldo Rivera, lives in Shaker Heights, Ohio. Ohio. Now, do you know what's in Shaker Heights, Ohio? It's, quote, a suburb of Cleveland. But usually when there's a suburb, there's actually a city. There is no city in Shaker Heights or Cleveland Heights or any of the heights around the city of Cleveland because there's nothing there. If you were to go on the busiest street in Cleveland, the downtown part of Cleveland, at noon, there's nobody there. It's not an exaggeration. Looks pretty. They fix the facades. The facades look great. Nobody's there. Geraldo, freaking Geraldo Rivera, was forced to move to Shaker Heights, Ohio, because his wife, went to Shaker Heights High. That's why they're there. Now, Geraldo, unlike you and me, has a better deal. And his deal is that a couple times a month, Fox News puts him on a jet and brings him back to New York. So he has an escape. He has an escape which few of us have. He gets to escape. But most men, when their wives say, we're going to move to the city, they have no say. They imagine they were going to live this cool downtown life the rest of their life. And what happened? There they are in the suburbs. But no man has ever said, I want to move to the suburbs. Did you? Did you ever say that? I'd love to hear that. A guy, you said, I want to move to the suburbs and get out of downtown. I don't believe it. I just don't believe it. I'm Walter Sterling. Love to talk to you at 888-688-9258. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, tonight.
This is Vilo Hul of Muskegon, Michigan. Human trafficking, drug trafficking, witness tampering. Oh, is strippers on the loose? Details later. Sterling at night.
With a family of 8 kids, how do we handle cell phone usage?
Very carefully.
Dan and Becky Gaffney telling you this and more tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Muskegon, Michigan's own Vilo Hul. Is this the most prolific shoplifter at one time at a Walmart ever? People of Walmart, later. Sterling at night.
Nothing says Easter like a bunny with the money. I'll explain why later here on Sterling on Sunday.
Tonight, and you on the toll-free 888-688-WALT.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. Welcome to part two of Florida Story. For our next story, the honor goes to Altamont Springs. What did you geniuses do over there at McDonald's?
24-year-old Amari Hendricks, a fast food manager herself, it turns out, thought she was entitled to a free cookie. Next thing McDonald's workers see is that Hendricks allegedly
has a handgun while she's in the drive-thru, so they call 911.
The report says a worker sees Hendricks insert a magazine into the handgun and rack the slide, then hears clicking sounds associated with someone chambering around. The report says Hendricks did point the firearm towards the drive-thru window, one worker saying he could see down the barrel of the firearm.
All right. Not to be, you know, the bleeding heart, overly sensitive guy in the room here, but I do feel a little bit of empathy for the woman's situation. I get screwed, and you do too. Admit it. You get screwed in the drive-through line all the time. And while I don't recommend anyone go out and start brandishing handguns in the drive-through line every time there's an error in the order, you know, it's nice to remind the world out there that sometimes there are negative consequences if you don't do your job good. I'm not a crazy person, but other people are crazy. And you know what? Maybe this will let them think twice about bagging up that food without, you know, double checking the receipt and making sure everything's in it. Because if we have a couple more crazy Florida women like this, I bet you all of us benefit because fast food errors would drop precipitously.
precipitously. And you know what? At first, I was kind of with her, too. You know, maybe she just wanted to load her gun and, you know, maybe she wanted to rack it and chamber around. But when she pointed in the drive-thru, that's clearly going too far. And I do kind of like the idea that she herself is a fast food manager, which, you know, while I don't approve of her methods, I bet you she runs a pretty tight ship over at whatever chain she's in. I bet you they don't make a whole lot of mistakes in their drive-thru, do they?
Wait. Hold my beer. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What is
it? For our next Florida story, we have a cute little good news story. This is in a place called Blue Spring State Park. And one of the magic things about this is it's a manatee habitat. It's one of the largest national park or state park habitats. And this is where if you find a manatee that's starving or beached or sick or something like that, and you call the Florida Animal Rescue, they will go pick it up, nurse it back to health, and release it at Blue Spring State Park. And this year broke a record. I'm proud to announce that Florida rescuers released an unprecedented 12 manatees into the wild in one day this season. Well, 13 if we count your mom.
Hold my beer. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Stay tuned. Today's third installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Subscribe to the Florida Stories podcast and get past episodes at waltersterlingshow.com. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Well, our spies tell us from KXNT that Katie is performing in Vegas, but she's not on tour. Although those things confuse me. But Taylor Swift is performing on tour, her Eros tour, where she sings 44 songs in a concert. 44 songs. And then I started thinking, she must actually be lip-syncing. There's no way in heck anybody could sing 44 songs every other night in concert. She must be lip-syncing some of them. But I prefer Katy Perry. Like, who would you rather? Katy Perry. But she isn't touring. But I believe the muse has left her. She has not had a hit in years. I think this was the last real album. And then after that, there was like a sort of album with two cuts on it, and now nothing. Yeah, okay. I was telling you that radio stations, all the music you hear is tested. And it's a good thing. Because if disc jockeys were allowed to pick the songs, this is what would happen. What would happen is what used to happen. It used to be that a record promoter, a guy whose job it was to get a record on the air, would come to a radio station, and he would say to the disc jockey who could put on the songs that he wanted, he'd say to him, "Hey, let me have the keys to your car. Let me have the keys to your car." They wouldn't say anything else then, except, "Let me have the keys to your car." He'd get the keys to the car, disc jockey's on the air, come back with a full tank of gas. The record promoter would fill up the tank with gas. That was a huge windfall for most disc jockeys. And then it seemed later that night, the song the record promoter wanted to put on the air was on the air. This made for questionable choices. If you're picking songs based on whether or not you have a full tank of gas, it's not always going to work out. It's not always going to be ideal. Well, the way most companies test their music is they'll take 100 people into an auditorium, they'll play the hooks of the songs, and then they will ask you to write down, do you love it, hate it, don't know it, like it a little, like it somewhat. They give you like 6 or 7 choices. Those are not the real choices. I used to put the real choices on a music test when I was a programming consultant of note, and we'd go around the country and we'd do the music test. I'd give people the following choices because this is what really can happen with the music. You ready? You'd hear a hook, and then you got to choose, if you heard this on the radio, would you turn it up, leave it on, change the station? Those are the only choices. Turn it up, leave it on, change the station. Why would anybody go into this like it's somewhat, like a little? That throws it all back into personal judgment on the part of the geniuses programming the radio stations. It doesn't give you an answer. I always like to have an answer, and then I could go home and not think about things. You and I are talking about the insanity of a president of the United States being indicted for what? For telling a woman to be quiet? For being a man? He was being a man. He said, please be quiet, gave the woman a check. And then she wrote a letter saying, I never had sex with him. Okay. I want to thank my Midnight Misfits, Karen O., for agreeing with me, because anytime anybody agrees with me, Karen O., we agree with each other on many things, including how to deal with the cats. And I got another bunch of emails about this. Where's my friend? Leslie K. Leslie K. writes, the two-year misdemeanor and six-year fake felony of the Bragg-style offenses statute of limitations issues have been formally made in defense of Trump. And the second big issue that Bragg has zero jurisdiction over is what he has alleged as a campaign fund issue, federal issue. Now I have to clean my glasses. La la la. When these two issues get this case thrown out, those two issues will get the case thrown out. One's a misdemeanor and one is a federal offense, maybe. And Bragg will be politically himself very damaged and may have to now hire permanent bodyguards for himself. Hope not. Thank you, Leslie K. Thank you. My email is WalterMSterling@gmail.com. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. And I thank you so much. This is a three-hour radio show. Did you know that? We're on 3 hours live from 10 p.m. Eastern to 1 a.m. Eastern, or from 7 p.m. Pacific to 10 p.m. Pacific. And the reason I do this show live is because, number one, it gives us an enormous strategic advantage over all the other shows that have been pre-recorded on Thursday, which means that the people who recorded them are at Ruby Tuesdays getting drunk right now. I have no interest in that. I have an interest in being able to talk to you. That's my email, WalterMSterling@gmail.com. And you can become a Midnight Misfit like Rebecca Canner and Neil Paul. You ready? Go to Walter Sterling Show. Click the Midnight Misfit tab at the top and then fill it out. And you'll be able to instantly print out a Midnight Misfit membership card. And it will have a decoder on it. You'll be able to decipher my secret messages that come about at about 15 minutes past midnight on the East Coast. It's a live radio show. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of George Santos.
No, I don't consider the things I've said to be lies. They're what my great-grandfather, Winston Churchill.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. All right, our final Florida story is another doozy. We have two Florida paramedics out of Clearwater who go to a call, and it's just some old dude in some apartment who had what looks to be a heart attack, and they get there and they check his vitals, and nope, no good. The policemen show up because the firefighter medics got there first, these two paramedics. And the cop goes, what's going on? And they're like, well, we've already pronounced him dead. So if you could just radio in the corner and just watch him until he gets here, we've done all we can do. So the paramedics leave. The cop's chilling, just waiting on the corner to get there. You know, slow day. Good for him. And he's sitting in the room with the dead guy. And maybe he's not so dead. Maybe he's not dead at all. It looks like his chest is he breathing? Oh, my God. I think he's breathing. And so what we have here is the cop gets on the radio and he says, hey, I think you guys might need to turn your ambulance back around and come over here because this guy is what's the term from Princess Bride? He's just mostly dead. I don't think he's all the way dead. I think he's just mostly dead. Either the paramedics got it wrong and he wasn't dead at all ever, and I don't know if they're just lazy or whatever, but the Florida people are investigating this now. These two paramedics have been suspended because, hey, maybe he wasn't breathing for a second and then he just magically restarted. I mean, I guess that's a possibility, but they're looking into it.
And so I was thinking either the paramedics got it wrong, or maybe in Florida we have the second coming of Jesus, could be. I don't know. I mean, you have a better explanation? Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer. What?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
This concludes today's episodes of Florida Stories. Subscribe to the Florida Stories podcast and get past episodes at waltersterlingshow.com. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
All right, it's 53 minutes past the hour. Walter Sterling, Sterling on Sunday. It's so exciting. As I was saying, my current wife, I was telling her the story about Kenny Rogers and through the years. And Kenny's wife said, you're going to record this. He had no intention of recording it. And right before I showed my wife this video of Kenny Rogers and through the years and this beautiful wife that he had, right before that, she goes, I have a headache. I have a migraine. And you want me to watch Kenny Rogers? And that sums up our marriage. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hello, hello. Now, you used to get fired. Remember how people used to get fired? They used to get fired if they didn't meet their numbers. They didn't meet their numbers. That's why you got fired. Or if the company was going out of business, that's when you lost your job. This is so insane. Now you could get fired for microaggression. Do you even know what that is? I had no idea what that is. You could get fired for microaggression. A superintendent of a school system claims his $150,000 a year job offer at a new school board was abruptly canceled because he addressed committee members as ladies in an email, which was a microaggression. Microaggression. East Hampton School District says Vito Perrone addressed committee as ladies. Perrone used to be principal of the Massachusetts District High School. A former high school principal says a job offered to serve as the school district superintendent was rescinded after he addressed two female committee members as ladies. He was offered the position by East Hampton School District in Massachusetts last month, but after an email exchange in which he attempted to negotiate a slightly higher pay and more sick days, he says the offer was withdrawn. Why? Well, he was offered a three-year contract, $151,000 a year, $14,000 less than his existing job. In those emails, Perrone asked for a cost of living adjustment, perfectly fair, and was additional sick days and vacation days, perfectly fair. He says the job offered to serve as the school district in Massachusetts was withdrawn after he sent an email to school board committee members addressing them as ladies. The offer would be withdrawn by Thursday, said the chairperson of the committee. The job was not about the money for me, he said. I honestly felt like I was coming home to East Hampton. I coached football here. I was principal here when we built the school. I have such wonderful memories. I was excited to come back, he said. And then the offer was withdrawn because he referred to the women on the committee as ladies. That was the nicest thing they could possibly be called. Because this is creeping meatballism. This is creeping meatballism. This is when everybody's going to hunker down and get more and more fanatical about the commas and the periods and the words you and I use and how I look at somebody and how I don't look at somebody. And all of it's going to be a march toward HR. Marching toward HR. And HR is the most corrupt department in any company because nobody in the HR department is self-actualized. No one in the HR department ever said in high school, I want to do HR. That's my fantasy. Sterling on Sunday. La, 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 la,
Who was this man? What was he? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling.
Looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of iCarly.
Guys, always tell girls to calm down, and it never works. It just gets us all whipped up. You see me all whipped up now? It's because you told me to calm down.
Brian, Texas. Michaela Bosch. Bought a pack of smokes. A Chesterfield's, maybe, or perhaps a wonderful Marlboro Light. She goes in and walks off with 111 items. Gets busted. Her shopping cart contained 42 personal hygiene items. Really, there's quite a black market in deodorant and lava soap. 34 pieces of clothing. 29 household products, including Lysol and a toilet bowl cleaner, 5 consumable goods, and 1 handbag. The consumable goods, beef jerky, gum, and some kiwi fruit. 23 years old, Michaela Bosch, she's out there doing what she can. Walmart has shoplifters on every day of the year, and most people come up with just a couple of items they put in their pocket as they make their way, or perhaps stuff down their drawers. Michaela's taken this to a new level. She's out on bond. She was also found with a small amount of weed. Michaela also has previous run-ins with the law where she provided booze to minors and other theft charges. Michaela Bosch, I think we salute you. For the people of Walmart, this is Velo Hool for Sterling at Night.
A truly remarkable website, Walter Sterling Show, Walter Sterling Show. You can find out all the information about Florida stories, every way to get in touch with me, my deep and profound biography. Everything you want to know about Sterling on Sunday is available to you at waltersterlingshow.com. And there you can sign up for your free, instant, on-demand Midnight Misfit membership card. Who wouldn't want that? 20 past the hour. Welcome. Driving across Route 80 in that 18-wheeler, ready for the Love truck stop, the Iowa 80 truck stop, the greatest truck stop there ever was, the Iowa 80 truck stop, world's greatest, biggest truck stop. You know what's cool about the Iowa 80 truck stop? It is run and owned by a woman. Thank goodness. Which reminds me, why aren't there more women talk show hosts? You know, when I was growing up, I bet you half of the talk show hosts in America were women. What happened to that? And they were fascinating and amazing and in charge. Oh, my gosh, were they in charge. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people are being laid off from their jobs. And now we just saw the story where the McDonald's headquarters in Chicago is actually being shut for the week. They're telling their executives, don't come to work, because they're going to start laying off people on Monday at the McDonald's headquarters. And they don't want them at work. They want to tell them virtually. Well, that's not how you fire somebody. I'm sorry. That's like breaking up with a text. You don't break up with him on a text or an email. You do it in person. You do it the right way. You be a grown-up, you look them in the eye, and that's how somebody should expect to be dismissed from their job that they may have had for 5 years, 20 years, 30 years. And the biggest weasel move is if somebody's been in a job for like 30 years, and maybe they have 5, 10, 20 months to go before they retire, to let them go 5, 10, 20 months before they are going to retire is cruel and insensitive and definitely worth a lawsuit. When a person gets fired, there's some smart things to do. I've seen people do it really smart, and I've seen people do it really stupid. Because the most important thing to do when you get fired is to make sure you don't do anything to damage the odds of you getting your next job. That's the last thing you want to do. You don't want to be a troublemaker. Don't want to be a troublemaker. If you're fired without cause, here's what to do. What I tell people all the time, who when they're let go, they call me, they say, what should I do? This is the first thing I tell them to do. Do not sit at home. Do not think about yourself sitting at home. There are two things to do. Go to the gym. That's the first thing. If you don't have a gym membership, get the gym membership. Go to the gym, go to the gym, go to the gym. That is the smartest thing to do. Number two, if there's any charitable situation, any nonprofit that you can volunteer for, Salvation Army, Goodwill, whatever it is, go do that now. The busier you are, the faster you're going to get another job. The busier you are, the faster you're going to get another job. If a member of your family has a business, a retail business, or a business that you can lend yourself to, just go do that. Do you get paid? Doesn't matter. The goal is to get busy. The busier you are, the faster you're going to get another job. Go to the gym. You'll feel better about yourself. You'll look better about yourself. You'll look employable. No, somebody doesn't want to see you that hasn't seen you for a while. Wow, you've put on 23 pounds. You look huge. No, you don't want that to happen. The next thing is that the minute you leave that company, the minute you leave that employer, you never say one bad word about that employer the rest of your life. You have to set up the runway of karma, the karma runway, so that you can always look people in the eye and say, yeah, I worked there. It was a good experience. And now I'm looking for the next opportunity. Here's what I think I can do. Next step. No matter who you talk to about getting your next job, they are not your high school guidance counselor. It is important that you decide what you want to do next. It is important where you want to work next. Big mistake. Sending out dozens of resumes everywhere. No, don't do that. You won't get a job. You'll get a job if you decide exactly where you want to work and who you want to work for and what you can contribute and focus on that. Go after one job and look at that company and know that company inside out, know everything, read every single document you can find, every public publication about that company, find people who work there, and figure out, how can I contribute to this company? What can I do? Not what they can do for you, not how they can hire you, and what are your benefits? No. What can you do for that company? Write it down. When I wore a suit, I never wrote a resume in my life. To this day, I've never written a resume. What I would do is I'd look at where I want to work and what job I wanted to have, and I'd sit down and write a plan. This is what I would do if I worked at that company. This is exactly how I'd contribute. And usually, I was wrong. The person getting it would be like, well, these aren't really great ideas, Walter, but we better hire you because no one else is coming in with any ideas. Everybody else is coming in with a resume. And then, and here's the cheap trick, put it in a three-ring binder. Put that plan in a three-ring binder and deliver it in person. Make sure that person gets it. Now, I'll tell you the problem with a three-ring binder. You can't file it. They don't fit in any file. The resumes all go in a file. They all go in a file. The three-ring binder is going to sit on top of the credenza of whoever you want to work for. It's going to sit on their credenza. Every time they walk into that office, they're going to see the three-ring binder. They're going to think of you. It's your billboard in that person's office constantly. While doing that and while waiting for them to getting around to talking to you, keep an eye on the company. See what they're doing. And again, be ready to send in a note, a letter, an email to whoever is the hiring person about how you think you could contribute based on the award they just won, the decisions they just made, the move they've made in the market. But do not waste your time submitting it to Human Resources, because Human Resources doesn't hire anybody. Send it to whoever you want to work for there, and don't be afraid to aim up. Don't be afraid to send it to the CEO. Because here's what happens when you send something to the CEO. They don't scoff at you. They don't laugh at you. They buck it. They buck it to the next person down. And the CEO will write, "Looks interesting, Susan. What do you think?" Well, now Susan has a problem. Susan has to deal with you because the CEO said, "Deal with this." And Susan doesn't know if you're the CEO's best friend, daughter's best friend, a shareholder. Susan doesn't know. All she knows is that her boss has said, "Deal with this. Look at this. Consider this." Don't be afraid to send your ideas, your plan to the CEO of the company you want to work for. Focus, 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 focus. To the point where after a couple weeks of this, you're practically already doing the job. Get it? You're doing the job. They see your ideas are coming in. They respect you. They have to contend with somebody who's actually like already doing the job. Those are my deep tips. If you get fired, the minute you get fired, don't even think about that employer again. None of your business. Whatever they're doing, none of your business. You don't know. You don't care. You move on. Find charitable nonprofit work to do or work in a family business. If any member of your family has a business, volunteer. How I can help out? What can I do? Keep busy. Join a gym. Go to the gym. You'll look great. You'll feel better. And then decide exactly which company you want to work for. Retailer you want to work for. Person you want to work for. Focus on one person to go and work for. And focus on it and write a plan as to what you would do if you did work there. And like I say, it doesn't matter if it's an idiotic plan. The point is no one else is giving them a plan. Everyone else is giving them a resume. Everyone else is asking for help. You're offering help. That's a very different dynamic. I have an email. It's waltermsterling@gmail.com and an incredible website, Walter Sterling Show. Walter Sterling Show. Coming up, you and I are going to talk about the scam of the toll roads that you and I suffer through every day. This is Sterling on Sunday, live on a Sunday night.
Sterling on Sunday, tonight.
With a family of 8 kids, how do we handle cell phone usage?
Very carefully.
Dan and Becky Gaffney telling you this and more tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Nothing says Easter like a bunny with the money. I'll explain why later here on Sterling on Sunday.
Tonight, and you on the toll-free 888-688-WALT.
Can you do it again sometime? Teach you how to shoot? Oh, I know how to shoot. You don't know how to shoot. I want you, Kate Littlejohn.
Words to live by. What was that again?
I want you, Kate Littlejohn.
Is that too low? You know, it's so difficult for me to determine these levels. It's difficult to determine levels because this is all new technology.
I want you, Kate Littlejohn.
Yes. It's still low? All right, well, let's fix that. Let's, you know, because we have control over, like, something. Here, let's try this.
I think it's fun, too. We should do it again sometime. You mean another sting operation? Or I could teach you how to shoot? Oh, I know how to shoot. You don't know how to shoot. I want you, Kate Littlejohn.
Tony in Pittsburgh. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Tony.
Hey, Walter. How you been?
Well, Tony, it's very exciting to speak to you because there are certain people that I will speak to no matter what. And sadly for you, you're on that list now.
Well, thanks. I resemble that remark. Aren't we lucky, especially you? I don't think you can get fired, can you? Like these people at McDonald's?
Well, I'll answer that in a second. But can you get fired like those people at McDonald's?
Well, it would be very difficult for me to get fired. I'd have to royally screw up. I mean, we all have superiors, but I'm the boss.
Are you in a union?
I would have. I am not in a union.
So it'd be easier for you to get fired than a union guy.
Yeah, it would be. But again, I would have to royally screw it up because I'm good at my job.
Yeah, how long have you been in the job, Tony?
About 5 years.
Yeah.
It's relatively new.
So what would
new.
You have to do to be fired? To get, like, steal stuff?
Yeah, something like that. Maybe assault somebody. I'm in security, so, you know, maybe slander somebody or something like that. It would have to be really a glaring error.
How often do you catch people stealing stuff?
Rarely, if ever. We have a security cart, which is like a golf cart. That was stolen once.
What'd they do?
But the lady very graciously brought it back. To everyone's surprise, and it was not damaged either. But I'm very surprised that, you know, you're talking about McDonald's and their employees. I haven't been to McDonald's in a couple or a few years. And, you know, when we were kids, we used to eat it quite a bit. But, you know, with the quality of their product and the health repercussions, I'm surprised this didn't happen sooner, you know.
Well, are you there, you sir? Can eat healthy at McDonald's. You know, you can make the choice of the Big Mac every time, but you can eat the salads at McDonald's, which are actually really good. The McDonald's salad is mighty yummy, but if you go in and you just get the Big Mac and the apple pie and the chocolate chip cookies, that's not going to do your triglycerides good.
I kind of miss the molten lava apple pies. I don't know if they're still the same as they were when we were kids, but they were really good once they cooled off.
It's funny, isn't it, that there are a lot of things at McDonald's that you can get that are actually good, like their salads. And ironically, one of the things that's not so great are their hamburgers. Their hamburgers are like, I'm really hungry. I need to eat something now. But if you want to take care of yourself and you have one of the salads, you're not going to get a better salad. And, Tony, thank you for listening to Sterling on Sunday. And thank you for calling me at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT.
And I was thinking about getting LASIKs. I did some research, but I don't know. It's not covered by insurance, and it's really expensive. But then I noticed that insurance companies are really keen on anything helping out the penis, you know, like Viagra, the penis pump, you know. So I thought I'd write them a letter and say that I've been having trouble seeing penises. I need the surgery so I can, you know, assist in the penis and just help make the penis healthier. And I think that might kick in. I know one penis that would be happy, and that's my husband. I mean, we're still hot and heavy, don't get me wrong, but I know he masturbates. But I asked him, I said, well, what do you think about when you masturbate? And he looked me right in the eye and he said, I think about our wedding. I think about the colors that we chose. And then my heart gets racing. And I think about the font that we picked out for the invitations. And apparently it's the cake toppers that really just send him over the edge.
I'm Walter Sterling at 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. Every email I get gets answered. WalterMSterling@gmail. WalterMSterling@gmail. And this Aubrey Plaza. Do you love Aubrey Plaza? Yes.
I'm watching Anger Goes West, and I just want to say that I would like both Aubrey Plaza and Elizabeth Olsen to curb stomp me. Okay, this is what I'm talking about. I knew that most of these tweets were going to be about stomping on your face or crushing you with high heels or running you over with a car.
Aubrey Plaza answers thirsty tweets about her. Guys who want to do things with her. And Aubrey Plaza anticipated that because of her personality, she was on Community, remember? Parks and Recreation. Sorry, she was on Parks and Recreation. And she was also in White Lotus, a very overrated series. Aubrey Plaza said, you know, these tweets, they're all going to want me to abuse them. Because of the nature of my personality, everybody who tweets me is going to want to abuse me. So she went through them, read them out loud, and...
I'm watching Anger Goes West, and I just want to say that I would like both Aubrey Plaza and Elizabeth Olsen to curb stomp me. Okay, this is what I'm talking about. I knew that most of these tweets were going to be about stomping on your face or crushing you with high heels or running you over with a car.
These are the Midnight Misfits. And if Aubrey Plaza isn't a Midnight Misfit, I doesn't know what is. I can't imagine what is, but I do know that every Midnight Misfit is an introvert, and here's how to tell.
Social introvert. Social introvert? Yeah, you heard that right. Social introverts are both the most outgoing and the most private of the four types. They don't feel shy or anxious in social settings and may even enjoy them, but they feel emotionally drained if they stay out for too long. While social introverts like spending time alone, they still want a few close friends they can depend on, and they tend to be the most social when they're among this group of friends. Someone who doesn't know them might even assume that they're an extrovert if they meet them when they're hanging out with their close friends, but social introverts won't share much about themselves to anyone other than their closest friends. 2. Thinking introvert. Here you can conjure the image of the daydreaming wallflower. Thinking introverts also don't mind socializing, but they rarely do so because they're lost in their own little worlds. They often find themselves daydreaming and may seem aloof to those who don't know them. Thinking introverts are also very introspective and therefore more in tune with their feelings than the average person. Other people may have a hard time connecting with thinking introverts because they have a unique thought process and prefer to experience their thoughts rather than taking the time and energy to explain them to others. 3. Anxious introvert. Do you know of someone who might replay social encounters in their head and think about what they said or did and what they could have done differently? Perhaps a better label for the anxious introvert is the shy introvert. To differentiate anxious introversion from anxiety disorders, anxious introverts crave solitude, even when they're with their close friends. They're extremely uncomfortable in new or large social situations and analyze.
That's me. I'm happiest when I'm alone. My mistress is solitude. I've been married for a very long time. And it's a shock mostly to me, not because of my wife, who's terrific, but because I'm living with somebody and then another person and then another person. Oh, listen. Last week when I was on the air, I had a leaky pipe. I had a hot water pipe, a pressurized hot water pipe here in the laundry room. Yes, really in the laundry room, a pressurized hot water pipe that was leaking. And I asked you, what the heck do I do about this leak? And you gave me great answers, terrific answers. Get this sort of clamp at the hardware store, ask the hardware person about this sort of clamp, seal it with this. I bought Flex Seal. I bought the epoxy putty. I bought the silicone putty. I bought the silicone tape. It's still leaking. 1 week later, it is still leaking. I bought the clamps. I bought the other clamps. I bought the putty. I bought the tape. I bought a different type of tape. It's not a huge leak. It's a little drippy leak. Pressurized pipe, hot water. I rent. I'm in show business. I rent. The landlord finally said, all right, I'm going to have to replace the pipe. That is the solution. The solution is he's going to have to replace the pipe. In seconds, you and I are going to hear from Ashley Benson sharing her thoughts on sex. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Jimmy Failla.
The truth is, it takes balls for a man to get ahead in 2023. And if we're being honest, it takes balls for a woman, too.
Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail, hippity hoppity.
Well, Easter season again. My thoughts go back to my youth as a newscaster on a small FM station in Columbus, Indiana. Hi, I'm Brad. My general manager was sort of tight with a dime, if you get my drift, but he did come up with some creative promotional ideas. One Easter a long time ago, he came up with a contest involving the bunny with the money. I'm not certain of all the specifics, but we placed those plush bunnies in area stores. One bunny had $100 inside, and someone would win it, fine and dandy. Well, one day the delivery guy brought a truckload of these large plush Easter bunnies, all different colors, very delightful, really. The staff unpacked these bunnies and lined them up along the wall outside the studio, and it was pretty quiet for the rest of the day. But the next morning, when the morning drive guy and I came into the station, we discovered these bunnies had been placed in various positions of sexual congress. Turns out Dave, the overnight guy, decided to have some fun after hours. Well, of course, we all thought it was hilarious, but the general manager was none too amused. We ended up having to move the monies back into their non-threatening positions. And Dave, well, Dave didn't lose his job over this prank, but I imagine there was a memo. Anyway, I wanted to share this with you as my way of wishing you a happy Easter. And I'll open the phone lines after the news and the weather. Brought to you by the new International Harvester Scout.
It was quite a sight to see Charlie Higgins coming up the road carrying his champion hunting dog, Taters. She was about to have her first litter of pups, and Charlie was taking her to the vet when his truck broke down. I said, "Hop in. We'll get Taters there in plenty of time." We lit out across the country because it was closer. Well, sir, that International Scout of mine performed like a champion, too. It's got the V8 engine, and she'll climb just about anything you aim her at. International Harvester makes those Scouts rugged as a bear. I threw her an all-wheel drive, and we sailed through the bottom slick as a whistle. Well, Taters got to the vet on time, and I got one of her pups. And Charlie got a Scout of his own. Ah, you never know what's going to happen out where I live. Right, Scout?
I think it's fun, too. We should do it again sometime. You mean another sting operation? Or I could teach you how to shoot? Oh, I know how to shoot.
You don't know how to shoot.
I want you, Kate Littlejohn.
I think it's fun, too.
We should do it again sometime. You mean another sting operation? Or I could teach you how to shoot? Oh, I know how to shoot.
You don't know how to shoot.
I want you, Kate Littlejohn.
Ashley Benson, this is your turn.
Rebecca Romaine played my mom. I was obsessed with her. And it was on ABC. Everyone was super excited about it. We just thought it would be a huge hit. Huge. I was in a movie. My agents called me 3 times. I was like, oh, no, this is either really good or horrible. And I stepped outside, and they told me that my show got canceled.
Ashley Benson, very sad. Very sad things. The Walt Disney Company laid off several senior executives on Thursday as it restructured its newsroom. The reductions are part of Disney's previously announced plans to cut 7,000 positions across the company as it seeks to control costs and become a more streamlined operation. Here's the thing. The fact is that when you have Disney laying off 7,000 people, when you have McDonald's laying off hundreds of people, it's going to be announced tomorrow, company after company, Google, Twitter, all of these companies are not laying off 10 people, laying off hundreds of people, thousands of people. This is because MBAs got involved. Every one of those hires was justified. They did spreadsheets. They said, yes, we could. No, they weren't necessary. They stopped listening to old Charlie, who knew actually how things ran, to old Susan, who knew actually how things ran. And they started listening to MBAs. Masters of Business Administration, who had spreadsheets and could justify things. This is when trouble started. They hired consulting firms, big companies that would say, well, this is how it should be staffed. This is what you should be doing. And as a result, thousands and thousands of people are being laid off. And I hope the information I shared with you that if you get laid off, it's helpful. Forget about that employer. Focus on the next job. Do charity work, do nonprofit work, and join a gym. Focus on the next thing. Don't send out 100 resumes, send out one plan. The greatest gift that you and I can receive is a request for help.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday, all right? Right. Stay bright.